Now we talk with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate girls basketball team, Coach Darren Zimmerman. And Coach, you lose a close one, 47-45. But before we break it down a little bit, just overall thoughts. You have to be pretty happy with how the girls came out. Don't have Hallie Wingem this year, and the girls have had time to get ready for that, and they came out and played a very hard-fought game.
They did, yeah. There's no question on the effort, and the one thing that I'm probably most pleased about overall is just the level of compete. They got out and they competed really hard, didn't back down. Grafton were on the road here, opening game of the season, playing a good team at their place, and they went on a couple nice runs, crowd into it, and we were able to battle back and had our chances.
The start of the game didn't go maybe as you had hoped. You gave up two offensive rebounds, and they were able to score had two free throws and a basket. They took a 4-0 lead, but then you sort of settled down, and obviously I'm sure you were telling them to box out a little bit.
No, yeah, that's something we've probably emphasized in the preseason here as much, if not more, than maybe we've had in previous years, just knowing the importance of those possessions for our team this year and the margin of error in each game. Defensively the start we wanted, not the rebounding start we wanted. They gave them a couple easy putbacks there, but I liked how we settled in after that.
You answer with three straight baskets. You had Grace Bull after an offensive rebound, after an Emma steal. And then she had a nice pass to Grace. And then Chloe had went coast to coast after a rebound, got a layup. And then Brooklyn Waldo, the rebound and a putback, and you led 6-4. And you got three youngsters there that got you going.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, we got a good mix, really, of some veterans that have played quite a bit between Caitlin, Emma, and Isabel. And then, yeah, everybody else is pretty young after that, juniors on down. So it was good to see those young kids kind of get it mixed up right away, get in there and get their feet wet.
With a little over a minute left, Grafton had a 13-6 lead, but Caitlin Christensen, she came up with a couple big threes for you, and she buried one there, and then Chloe ended right before the buzzer of the basket to get you within two going into the second quarter, and that's a nice way to finish.
It was, yeah, and I think it just kind of put us at ease a little bit in terms of playing, knowing that, hey, the things that we're doing, that we've been working on for the last 10, 12 practices, they work. When we work, and it's always just nice to see the basket go or the ball go in the basket. It just it makes everything click just a little bit faster.
In North Dakota, they play quarters, so you start the second quarter. Chloe had the first 4 points, and you lead 15-13 before Grafton went on a big run. But again, a nice way to finish the first quarter and start the second.
It was, yeah. And, you know, talk about just a little difference with the quarters, which, by the way, I liked. Maybe Minnesota can adopt that. That was kind of a nice way to be able to talk to the team, just break the action a little bit. But being able to end a quarter, start a quarter well, likewise with the halves. I thought we, other than maybe the exception of right away at the start of the game, at least on the defensive boards, we did that pretty much consistently in all other quarters.
You got behind 23-19 late in the first half, and then Chloe ends with two baskets. You held Grafton scoreless for the final 3 minutes and 15 seconds of the half, so the defense was pretty sharp tonight.
It was, yeah, and that's kind of an area where typically, your defense maybe should be a little ahead of your offense just because there's less moving parts. But on the other hand, if you're not working and you're not doing the things that you should be doing, your defense gets exposed pretty fast. So there's definitely some things that we saw that we really got to work on. But we have a good base to build from. So pleased overall with the defensive effort. And as long as we continue to pick away at those things, we're going to be just fine.
The third quarter was back and forth, and you trailed with a few minutes left in the quarter by, 34-29. And then Caitlin Christensen sparked a 7-0 run to end the half. And again, another strong finish to the quarter, I should say. She had a three. Chloe followed with a basket. And then Isabel Smith had another basket. And you led 36-34 going into the final frame.
Yeah, exactly. Finishing strong is key. And we just had more, I guess, opportunities with the quarters to do that. So we finished the first half strong, finished both the quarters of the first half strong and did in the third quarter. And, yeah, if we can take the lead on the road here against a good team going in the fourth quarter, we'll certainly do that. And we knew that they're going to coming out firing. They got some nice players. But we'd kind of seen the things that they were trying to do. And as long as we could contain it and do our job, we liked our chances.
In the fourth quarter, you were tied at 39-42, and then turned into a little bit of a free throw contest, and they hit, three out of four, and you missed two in that span of about a couple minutes. But you trailed 47-42 with a minute and a half left, and Caitlin Christensen, and she had a big basket there and got you back to within two, trailing 47-45.
Yeah, I know. You hit on it with the free throws. You know, we talked about rebounding earlier. That was key. Gave them some points there. We didn't get some points at the free throw line. We'll just have to pick away again there, too, and keep practicing. It's such an important part of the game. You know, you don't necessarily spend 40 minutes of practice working on it. Probably should some days because it is that important. But at the end of the day, we just got to keep working at it. And as kids get their legs under them too, as the season goes on more, we'll convert those opportunities.
And you're able to work the ball around at the end of the game. You had a chance. The three-pointer was partially blocked, but you had a good, decent look at the, looked like at the time. But overall, just a good, hard-fought effort by your team.
It was. Yeah, we drew up a play at the end, calling a timeout. And that's just kind of first game, so the timing was off. We started a little bit too early, ran it too early. And then we kind of broke down, but then we got resettled, and we actually had Isabel open maybe a little bit earlier. If we'd have got her ball just a second earlier, even a half second, I don't think that shot gets blocked. She's a pretty good shooter, actually, from the corner. So who knows? But unfortunately, got blocked, and we came up a little short tonight.
Overall thoughts on the game?
You know, we're disappointed, obviously, in the loss because we felt like we had an opportunity here to win, and we certainly did with the way we played. So that's disappointing, but that's about the only thing that's disappointing because the kids played hard, really proud of the way they played, and it's going to be a fun year.
A lot of good things to work with.
There certainly is, yep.
Coach, thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.